Are they always willing?
To be married? They never are. It's a very traumatic process. At first, they have to grow accustomed to one another. And a little bit of seeing each day, once the initial queasiness is gone, can do wonders.
What if they just don't like their partner?
What? If the gene analysis indicates a partnership, what difference does it...
I understand, said Bailey hastily.
He thought of Earth and sighed. Clarissa said, Is there anything else you would like to know? Bailey wondered if there were anything to be gained from a longer stay. He would not be sorry to be done with Clarissa and fetal engineering so that he might pass on to the next stage. He had opened his mouth to say as much when Clarissa called out at some object far off, You, child! You there! What are you doing? Then over her shoulder, Earthman! Bailey! Watch out! Watch out! Bailey scarcely heard her. He responded to the note of urgency in her voice. The nervous effort that held his emotions taut snapped wide and he flamed into panic. All the terror of the open air and the endless vault of heaven broke in upon him. Bailey gibbered. He heard himself mouth meaningless words and felt himself fall to his knees and slowly roll over to his side, as though he were watching the process from a distance. Also from a distance, he heard the sighing hum piercing the air above him and ending with a sharp thwack. Bailey closed his eyes and his fingers clutched a thin tree root that skimmed the surface of the ground, and his nails burrowed into dirt. He opened his eyes. It must only have been moments after. Clarissa was scolding sharply at a youngster who remained at a distance. A robot, silent, stood closer to Clarissa. Bailey had only time to notice the youngster held a stringed object in his hand before his eyes sheared away. Breathing heavily, Bailey struggled to his feet. He stared at the shaft of glistening metal that remained in the trunk of the tree against which he had been standing. He pulled at it, and it came out readily. It had not penetrated far. He looked at the point, but did not touch it. It was blunted, but it would have sufficed to tear his skin had he not dropped when he did. It took him 2 tries to get his legs moving. He took a step toward Clarissa and called,
You, youngster.
Clarissa turned, her face flushed. She said, It was an accident. Are you hurt?
No. What is this thing?
It's an arrow. It is fired by a bow which makes a taut string do the work.
Like this,
called the youngster impudently, and he shot another arrow into the air, then burst out laughing. He had light hair and a lithe body. Clarissa said, You will be disciplined. Now leave.
Wait,
cried Bailey. He rubbed his knee where a rock had caught and bruised him as he had fallen.
I have some questions. What is your name?
Bick,
he said carelessly.
Did you shoot that arrow at me, Bick?
That's right,
said the boy.
Do you realize you would have hit me if I hadn't been warned in time to duck?